We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Obviously, COVID has impacted our lives so much since March, or even before that. But it is kind of different when you don't know somebody personally who has it, right? And I remember back in the spring, you know, we didn't really know anyone who actually had it, Breeze. We had it was like a friend of a friend of yours that we had on the show, and it was it was like a novelty of like, oh my god, like we all want to know what it's like to experience it. And I don't know, then obviously as we see the numbers continue to climb, more and more people are getting it, which means more and more people are knowing someone that gets it. I think it's changed the perspective a little bit, and certainly here on the show, now incredibly close to home, because Breezy does have COVID at this moment. You're soldiering on, you're toughing it out, you're remote anyway, so you're in isolation until Sunday. But getting, you know, your perspective on it, what has it been like, just from that, before we get to the reaction that you got from a lot of different people, what has it been like from something that we've talked about so much and talked to a handful of people who have had it to having it yourself?
It's weird, right? Like, you don't know what you're going to feel like until you're actually in the situation. And you can say that about anything in life. Like, oh, if I had it, or if I did it, or if I was have to do it this way, I would do it this way. Like, everyone says that about so many different things. But the reality of the situation is, once you do test positive for COVID, it's a whirlwind of emotions. And the way you react is almost a form of grief. Like, it's not linear in the sense of like, oh, okay, I have it, cool, like, I'll get better. It's up and down, like a whirlwind of emotions, a roller coaster, if you will. At first, I mean, I wasn't concerned about myself at all. I was just concerned about my family, because that was the only concrete, you know, proof that I had of positivity.
Yeah, your brother was the first one to test positive. Your cousin followed. Has everyone else, by the way, we did get an update this morning. You finally got your test results from last Tuesday. From MCC, you did go and get a rapid test on Monday and got the result, the positive result, that same day. Is everybody else testing positive? Because they've been symptomatic, right?
Everyone tested positive.
Yeah.
The only person that is still to this day waiting on her results is my mother.
Oh, seriously? And she's not been feeling
great.
She's
the worst out of all of us. Yeah. Like, she's the one who's kind of feeling this the hardest.
Right.
So it's been a whirlwind of emotions of making sure not only I'm okay, but my family's okay. My brother's good. My brother's out of isolation.
Okay.
He was out. He was free, clear to go back Tuesday to work. No more symptoms for him.
Good.
He had a very mild case, so that's good. My dad's positive. After receiving a negative test, he went back and got a second one and found out he was positive.
Okay. Which is what you thought.
Mm-hmm. And everyone else is on the up and up as well.
Okay. All right.
But my mom, not great. Not great. And the fact that she still doesn't have her test results is a whole other story. But that's fine. I want to just fast forward to when we're on the other side of this and everything's going to be fine. And we're going to be, you know, stronger. And
of course,
we're going to have the antibodies and we're going to be healthier. But right now it just seems so like out of reach almost, because you're in such a fog and you're in such a dark state of mind. And even people were texting in of like, keep a close monitor on your depression. Like this person said, I never experienced depression until I had COVID. But it's like the fact that you're so isolated, and thank goodness I have Rach, my girlfriend, who lives with me in this house, because if I was here alone, I don't know what I would really do. Like, that's the part where people go a little mad and a little crazy.
Yeah, it's awful.
You can't blame them at all. Like, it's very unnatural to be isolated by yourself for X amount of days.
Absolutely. You know, so thankfully I have her, and certainly thankfully we live in an age that we do where it's not the same, and it's still very lonely
right.
if you can't see people face to face. But at least you can still communicate with people, obviously, through technology. Mm-hmm. And that is what I wanted to talk to you about today, based on the reactions that you've been getting from people. You would hope, you would think that the reaction would be one that's empathetic, one
right.
that is of hoping you feel better. Can I do anything for you? You know, that sort of thing, right? But that hasn't been, I mean, there's certainly been a lot of that, thankfully.
Yes.
But that hasn't been everybody, unfortunately.
There's been a lot of the, oh my God, hope you feel better. What can I do? But then again, Corey, like I told you, I hadn't come in contact with anyone to potentially give them COVID.
Right. Which,
so I think it would have been a little different had I had to make those tough phone calls and be like, hey, I just saw you and here's the sitch, here's the deal. Very fortunate in that aspect. One of the main things that was supposed to happen over this Thanksgiving break was I was supposed to help out and MC and host a charity event down in Farmington.
Okay. Yeah.
I was super excited. Our good friend Don Elhart was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it was a drive-through holiday zoo. So how it was going to work was, or how it did work, I should say, was everyone stayed in their cars, very similar to what I did on Halloween. And they drove through and they saw the animals, and then a recording of Don Elhart's book, his new Christmas book, Shibley's Christmas, was playing throughout the cars.
Oh, awesome. That's cute.
And I was going to be there, you know, pumping up the crowd with a microphone in my own little tent doing my thing. And I ended up texting the organizer of the event and I said, listen, I'm very, very sorry. Here's the situation.
Sure.
I was exposed to COVID by a family member. I unfortunately cannot host or come to the event at all tomorrow. It's been a really rough go. Still waiting on the results. I don't want to put anyone at risk.
Of course, yeah.
And it was such a heartfelt message that I felt horrible even writing.
But like, what else can you do? I mean,
exactly.
Yeah.
I didn't get a response.
Oh. Mm.
So.
Yeah.
Like.
Huh.
I don't know. Like.
Yeah,
nothing. Like, nothing.
That's kind of a little weird.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, why?
Like, oh my God, I hope you're okay. That would.
Like, oh my God, I'm so, like, what a bummer. I'm so sorry to hear about that.
Maybe they were doing something and they, like, forgot to respond. I don't know how you forget to respond to that, but okay. All right. So, got ghosted. Well, that's not great. Don't like that. Has there been anyone who has come from the angle of, like, well, you must have been doing something wrong. Like, you know there's those people out there.
Of course.
They're
right?
Like, if you get it, obviously you did something wrong. When in reality, we know anybody can get
right.
it any different millions of ways. And you've been pretty safe. Again, you got it from a family member. Have you seen any of that?
I didn't get that reaction.
Well, that's good.
I did not get that reaction, but the no response almost
is worse.
Made me feel that way.
Really? Okay.
You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
like... Oh, okay. Well, like, screw you, kind of.
I would have...
Like, if you were safer, you probably could have been at my charity event.
Yeah.
It's
well,
like,
I mean,
I'm working out of the kindness of my heart.
Yeah.
And, like...
I paused to throw them under the bus completely, because, again, we're kind of speculating here. We don't know the full context. If I were you, I would do this, by the way. I would have followed up and been like, oh, how'd the event go? Just to see if you got a response. And then if there wasn't a response, then I think we can confirm... Like, how many times have you had a brain fart where someone texts you something and maybe it's important and you're in the middle of something like, oh, yeah, I got to respond to that. And you just forget. Maybe it's just that. I'm just holding a hope that it's that.
That's a very big thing to not respond to.
Yeah, kind of a little
so
bit.
So that just like made me feel really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And in a time where I'm already feeling horrible.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's like, okay, great. Thanks
okay.
for the concern.
So ghosted. I'm curious.
Absolutely ghosted.
What has the reaction been from those that you know that have also had it or are currently having it? Is there like a bit of a, I don't want to say competition, but like comparing like what you're going through?
Yeah.
You've been like, a little bit of a group?
A little bit.
Which,
I have
which
one
I
friend
thought,
that's been
yeah.
so helpful in the sense of like, okay, I've been through this, like I know.
Yeah,
you
it's
know.
Relating. I mean,
right.
I don't say that in a negative way, by the way.
And then
it's just kind of weird. It's like a COVID competition.
The other friend is like, just I don't know. Like, oh yeah, been there. Like one up almost kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I know exactly what you're going through. Like,
strange.
They're very different tones.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Very
strange. That happened to me too. Like, not about you. Not about you right now. Like,
oh,
I'm
man.
Unwell.
So weird. Well,
I'm very thankful for the people that have been so kind to me, though.
Which the like listeners said, have been, and thank you so much.
Our listeners have been insanely kind
for
and
as
thoughtful.
Many mean texts as we get from time to time. No one's been like, good, glad she got it.
I know, right? And then I've got a ton of texts yesterday of like, hey, I heard you on the radio. Mm-hmm. Like, if you need anything, like, I can drop something off. Like, which has been so awesome.
Can we
too.
Just really quick? We might expand on this a little bit tomorrow on the show. Can we just really quick touch on? On one person's reaction to hearing you on the radio yesterday.
Who?
Remember we talked about it yesterday? About the, doesn't sound like she has COVID.
Oh my God, yes. What the hell is that?
We don't even have time to get into that right now. We'll get into that tomorrow. How's that sound?
Like, she doesn't look like she's gay. Get that all the time too.
Oh my God, I don't know if those are on the same level. All right, we'll talk about this tomorrow.
I get the same, it's the same thing. I get it all the time. I get it all the time.
Text
asking, did Rach test positive or are you guys isolating from each other?
Mm-hmm.
The answer to both those questions are no. Rach got tested yesterday. The results should be in tomorrow or the next day.
She's feeling symptomatic today.
She's feeling a little bit under the weather.
You guys live in a small apartment. It's hard to isolate from yourselves.
Yeah.
And she was...
But she is sleeping on the couch just because... She's sleeping better, like alone type of thing.
Because you're loud, because you don't sound like you have COVID. All right, we're super late. We got to move. Brendan Summers is going to murder us from Houston NBC.
Okay.
We got to get to that news update. We'll talk to him next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.